B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Who knew? Who knew the most random thing that you do could cause you to lose friends? It could cause you to lose fans like Cardi B. It's Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. Good morning, everybody. So, Cardi B, she's losing fans right now by the second because of her political stance. No, just kidding. Because she doesn't put ketchup back in the refrigerator. And she tweeted about it. And people cannot handle
good Lord.
That she leaves her ketchup out at room temperature.
Well, her exact tweet was, people who put their ketchup in the fridge are not to be trusted.
See, now that's so aggressive. And that's right. Why I put my ketchup in the fridge. I mean, right. Look, I didn't have too much against people who didn't put their ketchup in the fridge. But when you're going to word it like that and make me seem like the enemy,
yeah.
Maybe we are going to have a problem. Maybe we are going to have
She's
a problem.
She's setting herself up.
Yeah. I mean, it does say refrigerate after opening on the package. I don't want to get all Facty McFactorson, but it does say that.
I think it says refrigeration recommended. It doesn't say.
It says for best results. Don't you want the best results?
Or for best results. Or, you know.
Don't you want to get into it, Pebbles?
I really don't, because I'm one of the people. Usually people are, you know, definitely viciously on one side or the other. I'm like, if I feel like putting it in, it's in. If not, it's out. I really don't care.
I'll tell you what one thing that I'm definitely. And this is, I think, one of those things, too, where people are, like, on one side or another. And I don't want to say that it ruined a potential relationship, but it 100% knocked this girl back about to a negative 8 when we were kind of starting to, you know, potentially have a relationship. I stayed over this girl's house one day. I'm interested to see your sides on this because you might be on her side.
Okay.
I stayed over her house one day in the morning. I got up and I brushed my teeth like every normal human being does. And she was making breakfast for me, which was very nice. Mm-hmm. But I was just the whole time I was kind of like trying to put stuff. It was, you know, I was a little foggy. I was tired. It was early in the morning, but I was like, okay, I got up before her. I went, I brushed my teeth and everything. I came out. She starts making breakfast. I don't really remember her going into the bathroom to brush her teeth. I couldn't have missed it because I got up before her. I didn't think about it too much until after we had breakfast and she went in and brushed her teeth. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ask her straight out, but I got out of her that she's one of these people that brushes their teeth, like, that gets up and stays with that yuck mouth and then eats and then brushes their teeth. Not the get up, brush your teeth, eat, brush your teeth, which I would respect even more. She gets up and just, like, keeps the yuck mouth going and brushes her teeth after she has breakfast.
It depends. Sometimes I need coffee. Like,
what?
Instantly.
Yeah. No, you got to.
Like, instantly.
Ugh, but you got that yuck mouth going. You got to clean it up.
Yeah.
You get.
Listen, who do we have in our houses? Because I do the same thing. Like, sometimes, though, it depends on my mood. If I'm still half asleep, then I might wait a little while and maybe have coffee or eat something, and then I'll brush my teeth. Sometimes I do it right away. But it's like, yeah, maybe we have some yuck mouth, but it's like, okay, yuck mouth for ourselves? Like, it's not like we're with anybody that you'd have to worry about yuck mouth.
I guess if you're by yourself, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Exactly.
But if you're with someone else, Melissa.
Great about it.
Melissa, I'm telling you right now, you got a man staying over, or you're with it, the first thing that you do. You know what? You get up,
brush
your teeth.
Yeah, that would be different, probably.
Get up, brush your teeth, get back in the bed. That way you can give him that little morning kiss, and he'll be like, wow, she doesn't taste like crap.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.